Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. Oh my gosh, it feels good to be able to say that again. Last time I did this podcast, or you heard me talk on this podcast, was March 11th, the day that the coronavirus kind of really went into full effect. There was NBA games canceled, and then the next day games were all canceled, and then that's when everything kind of went south for the world and for America and the world, which is one big thing, so whatever, excuse my dumbness there. But I feel like that kind of made everybody really serious about this thing, and then stuff went hill, and then all sports got canceled. So who knew that on that day I did the podcast, like, I went back and listened to it, and I had no, like, didn't even hint one thing about the coronavirus, didn't even hint that things might be canceled. I talked about March Madness, like, this just came out of nowhere. So it is so freaking good to be back. Today is July 30th. We got the NBA bubble going. First official games. We had about 2 weeks of scrimmages, 3 weeks of scrimmages, which were actually pretty entertaining to watch. It was nice to see the players back out there, watch these guys go at it. No fans, but honestly, I'm all right with that right now. I'm just glad to see basketball. I'm really impressed with how the NBA has done this. No positive tests. They got the bubble shut off. They got all their talent there. They let guys leave and come back, and they've had no problems. Obviously, we had the Lou Williams situation, but even that, they had a protocol for it, and he's going to be 10 days and whatever. So I'm just so freaking pumped that sports are back, especially basketball, because that's my favorite thing to bet, watch, and talk about. So let's get into the games. I'm going to talk about today's games and tomorrow's games for this pod. So we're going to go over the games, and then I'll get into my best bets. All right, let's take a look at the NBA games that we have for the next 2 days. I'm just going to go through them really quick and give a few thoughts on them, just because I haven't got to really talk NBA for a while and I want to just get my mind on some basketball. So if you want to skip ahead to my best bets, I don't blame you or whatever, but I'm going to talk about these games real quick. So the first game that we have officially back, 3:30 p.m., and that's on the Pacific time because I'm in Oregon here, is Jazz at Pelicans. And next game after that, 6 p.m. on TNT. Oh, so these Bulls games are on TNT. Is Clippers at Lakers. Those are the only two games today. And that first game, I really like the Pelicans. I was fading the Jazz most of the year, towards the end of the year, and I'm still going to do that, especially now with all these, maybe these possibly chemistry issues and no Bogdanovich as well for them. He's not coming back this year, so I think that's a big blow to their offense. They're not a very big team, and I just don't trust them. So I like the Pelicans, especially because Zion's probably going to be back on that team with J.J. Redick, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart. They've really started to put it together, so I like the Pelicans there. The Clippers at Lakers. The Clippers are a dog in this game, I believe. They're going to be without Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. Pat Beverly is a game time decision. I bet he plays, but I think today, Thursday, is the first day he's allowed out of quarantine since arriving at the bubble. So I mean, I don't know how good of shape he's in. So if he does play, what impact does he make? And same with Landry Shamet. He was also in quarantine and hadn't been there. So yes, let's say he plays, but so how good of shape are these guys in? I know they were playing together 4 months ago, but I mean, that's 4 months off. I expect these guys are pros just to be able to jump in and like play basketball. That's what they do. So, but how much of an impact team wise, all that stuff will they make? The Lakers with no Avery Bradley, he is not there. And then Rajon Rondo got hurt, I think the first week of practices. So they don't have them, but I really like the Lakers here. I think the Clippers rely a lot on their bench, and no Lou Williams is the biggest X factor for me. They could have all those other guys not there, but let's say they had Lou, I'd really like the Clippers here. But no Lou Williams is a big blow, so give me the Lakers. I'm trusting LeBron and AD all day. All right, tomorrow's games, we won't go as much on these. First game of the day is Magic at Nets, whatever. Next game at 1 p.m. is Memphis and Portland. I'm a Blazers fan. I'm going to be really invested in this game. This is a huge game for the Blazers. If they want any shot of getting into the playoffs and catching Memphis, they have to win this game and cut it to 2.5 games. If they lose this game, it's going to be a long road for them to try and get in the playoffs. So that's going to be a very intense game right off the bat. I'm very excited for that. Next game, Suns at Wizards, whatever. 3:30. on ESPN, Celtics at Bucks. Got a nice little East contenders there. I'm very high on the Celtics. I think they could come out of the East, and this will be a nice game to really show. I don't think Kimba will be full. He's only playing about 18, 20 minutes, but the Bucks are really, really good. Giannis is on another level, so this will be a fun game, but I might like the Celtics there. Who knows? Kings at Spurs. Whatever. Those two teams, they shouldn't even be here. Playing with the Suns at Wizards and Magic at Nets. I should have said that as well. And then last game of the day on ESPN is Rockets at Mavs. That should be a very fun game with the Mavs coming in with that high offense with Luka and Porzingis. I'm very excited to see Luka to see Luka play. He's been one of my favorite young guys playing, and I'm also very highly invested in him personally because I bought a bunch of his rookie cards. Got about 12 of his rookie cards. And they're PSA 10s. I bought some for about $65 and some for $200, and they're selling for about $1,000. So I'm really hoping that he puts on an MVP type performance in this NBA bubble. That's a little much of a rant there, sorry. So that's Rockets at Mavs. Very excited for that game. I think the Mavs will take that one because I think James Harden is still in strip club mode. All right, that was my quick ramble on all the games. Gosh, it feels so good just to be able to look at my app and see NBA games are coming up and just think about that. And I'm going, oh, looking ahead to the future, thinking what if, and knowing that like these guys are all here. Most of these guys have their full teams. It's going to be competitive. It can be fun. All right. When we come back, we're going to get in to my best bets for the next 2 days. All right. Welcome back. Let's get into my best bets for July 30th and July 31st. First game. I'm taking the Pelicans -2.5. That's what I got it at. Let me go to my sportsbook real quick. I should have had this pulled up right away. I'm just a little rusty here. Oh, it's actually dropped to +2. So if you can get it at +2, +2.5. For the Pelicans, I think that's a very good bet. I don't like the Jazz. I think the Pelicans are going to just smash them. And right now, I think this line is low because Zion has not been confirmed if he's playing or not yet. But I definitely think he's going to play. I just don't see any way. He came back in practice. They asked him about like a minute restriction. He said like, if I'm playing, I'm playing. And there's no way I'm like on a minute restriction. So it just sounds like he's going to play. So I think if he plays, this line's going to shoot up and it could go up to 4, maybe 4.5. And then that might be a little risky because the Jazz, I am just completely fading up, but they still have some talent there. But I like the Pelicans here. I like the Pelicans a lot. And maybe if you don't want to do the spread, maybe just do the money line. It's about -135 right now. So that is that's one of my favorite ones. As well as the over, I got this thing at over 220. It was sitting at 219 like 3 weeks ago. I got it at 220 about 2 days ago. Now today, it's at 227. Oh, 227.5 now. Just jumped up. So 227.5. Wow. So that obviously is different than what I have. If you obviously saw it at 220, hammer that shit like I did. 227.5, that's still a little, that's obviously higher. But I think this thing goes over. I think this thing should be in the 230s, maybe 235-ish. Pelicans are a high octane offense. The Jazz now a little bit less defense with no Bogdanovich. They're not very big, and I think the Pelicans are going to get out and run and high scoring. I've watched both these guys, and I checked both the stats here in the summer league, and they both were putting up points when these guys met in the regular season. Let me see here. When they met in the regular season, they went for 120 and 128, 128, 126, 132, 138. So three pretty good sample sizes there. So I think this thing goes over 220. I think it goes over 227. Once it hits that 230 range, that's definitely when it gets a little like where if you want to put your money on that, and you definitely want to check what the juice is next around it. But yeah, I like this thing. I think this thing will be a high scoring game between the Pelicans and Jazz. And then final bet for the day, I'm taking the Lakers -4.5. Like I said kind of in the beginning, the Clippers are going to be without Lou Williams and without Montrezl Harrell for sure. Still in question about Beverly. Still in question about Landry Shamet. If those guys play, what is the impact they make? Are they in condition? Are they going to be able to just jump right in and mesh well with the guys? I imagine such, but now these games matter. This stuff's for real now. Now you get LeBron and AD, and yes, maybe these two teams are established, but I think LeBron has that chip on his shoulder that he just wants to come out and remind everybody he's the best player in the world. It's the first game of the day. He knows how big of a deal this is for the NBA and maybe for him, because everyone's going to be watching this game, so why not go put on a show? And it's against the Clippers, who have beat them twice already this year, so I think LeBron's out for a little revenge. So I am taking LeBron. I'm taking AD. Yes, he had like a problem with his eye the other day, but I think they were saying he was questionable. He's definitely playing. There's just no way he's not playing in this game. So give me AD. Give me LeBron. I think they just come out firing with the, like, I think they come out hot against the Clippers. The Clippers are a super talented team. I think they're obviously a legit, like, title contender, but when they have a full roster and when they have Lou Williams, they need Lou Williams on this team, in my opinion. I've watched so many games where he's just saved them with key buckets. He's got runs going. He's ended runs for other team. He's hit just stupid shots that have just kind of changed momentum. So I think he's a big part of this team. So with no Lou Williams here, that's the biggest blow for me. So I'm going to take the Lakers -4.5. It is a little high. That is a little high for the Clippers. And most of the time, like, I can't even imagine, like, getting a, like, team like the Clippers, who are one of the best teams in the NBA, who might even be the best team in the NBA, as a dog at +4.5. So if you're super, super high on the Clippers, definitely keep an eye on that, because right now I'm checking at my book now, it's +5. So Clippers +5 is, I might even have to put some money on that. I mean, if it gets up to 5.5 or 6, that's when things get a little different and you might have to really watch. But for me, I got it at 4.5. I didn't think Beverly would be playing at all as well. Now seeing him possibly playing scares me a little bit, but still, I'm going with the Lakers -4.5. So maybe be a little cautious with that one, but I'm very high on the Pelicans and that over. All right, let's look ahead to the July 31st games. All right, so we got six games on the schedule for there, but let's see what I bet. I got 4 bets for tomorrow's games. And real quick, as I am scrolling through Twitter here, checking out some from injury news, I got Pat Beverly was at shoot around Thursday, but did not participate. So there's another reason right there. If he doesn't play, I think that line will probably stay around 5 for the Lakers, but then I think that 4.5 will go. It's different how much a half point can make. So Pat Connaughton is ruled out Friday for the coronavirus. I think he's still doing his quarantine for the Bucks. So is Eric Bledsoe. He's out Friday. Davis for the Lakers. So this guy, he should have said Anthony Davis, is expected to be a go. Harrison Barnes, Rashawn Holmes won't have minute restrictions on Friday. And Alex Lynn is unlikely Friday for the Kings as well. So there's just some injury news real quick. Some of that might have mattered, some of that not. Let's actually get into my July 31st best bets. First best bet for me, I'm taking the over 227 Rockets at Mavs. I think this thing, just like the Pelicans and Jazz, I think this thing's going to go crazy. I think it's going to get up in the 230s, 240s. The Mavericks have a very, very good offense, but their defense is kind of the Rockets are a small ball offense, and their defense is kind of taking a So I think these two things are just, I think these two teams are just going to come out firing, and just kind of like the Jazz and Pelicans, I was checking out Mavs versus Rockets results. Mavs versus Rockets results. So they went for 137 and 123, and then 128 and 121. So two pretty good sample sizes there. I see no different that these games will be any different. That sounded weird, but I think these games are going to go. I think these games in the bubble for them are going to go exactly the same. I think the Mavs offense is just going to be firing, and so is the Rockets. Yes, how much do James Harden and Russell Westbrook want to be there? But regardless, those guys are still talented basketball players. And I think James Harden is basically a walking 35 and 10, 7 or whatever. And then, You know, with the Rockets, they're going to shoot a ton of threes. So that just always helps over. And if they get hot, that thing's just going to push it. So I think going over 227, I was shocked to see this thing not open up at 230 or even like 229. So getting at 227, let's see here real quick. Friday, boom, 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 NBA. Let's see if this thing's jumped up. Yeah, it jumped up to 229.5 now. But you can get the over at minus 100, 229.5. I think this thing, like I said before, once games get around 230, it's a little skeptical. But I think with this thing, I would take this thing up to maybe 232, 233. I think this thing's going to go very high scoring game. So give me the over. I got it at 227. I would take it up to probably 232, 231.5 to be safe. I don't want to get too crazy there. But I think this is going to be a very high scoring game between the Dallas Mavericks and the Houston Rockets. Next, I'm just rolling with it. I'm taking the Mavs first half money line. The Mavs were an excellent first half team for most of the season. Yes, we probably should not look at like trends that were really good during the season and expect them to just to carry over 4 months later. But I'm just taking a little risk here. But I really like the Mavs. I think they're gonna want this more than the Rockets, like I was saying. And I think they are off. I think their team just might honestly be a little bit better. And I could see them taking a lead going into the first half. I'm taking the money line. I got it at minus 125. Going, I think the last 10 games during the, before this whole coronavirus thing hit, the Mavs were like 8-1-1 in the first half. And then Houston was 3-7 in the first half. So, I mean, last 10 games, like I said, that was 4 months ago. That really doesn't matter, but I'm going to roll with the Mavs first half. I think they showed to be a good first half team, and I'm just fingers crossed that it will carry over here. So give me the Mavs first half for a little fun there. Next, I am taking the over 212 Magic at Nets. These two teams should not be here. They're not very good. They don't have very good offenses. They don't have very good defenses. But they have some talented players, and I think the bad defenses will very much outweigh the bad offenses. Because looking at it, like we saw, the Nets some scrimmages give up a ton of points and score a ton of points. With Caris LeVert, he put up a nice little show. They got guys that can put up some points. The Magic, the second half of the season, really turned their offense around, and it showed even during these NBA scrimmages. They were putting up points. So I think these two teams will go over. The 211, I mean, that's a pretty low number. I could see this thing getting to 220. I mean, 110, 110 is not, it's not that crazy to think that this thing could be a 112, 115 game or something like that. The Magic are a 7-point favorite. So let's see. I'm going to look at here real quick. So when they played the Lakers, the first 12-minute games, they scored 112 and they gave up 119 to the Lakers. This is the Magic. And then the last game before on the 27th, they gave up 110 to the Nuggets and they scored 114. So I think we could easily see a game like that. Let me check here the Nets. I'm going to have this stuff a lot more pulled up here as we get back into this stuff. The Nets, in their first game, when they were only 10-minute quarters, they gave up 99 points to the Pelicans. The next game, when they played the Spurs, when it was finally full, they gave up 119. They scored 124. And then against the Jazz, they gave up 112, and they scored 107. So I think that's what we're going to see. A 112-107 game is not that far-fetched. And we're getting in at 212. It's now dropped here on my book to 211. So I think we get two pretty bad teams, but the defenses are just not good, and these guys are doing good. I think they're just gonna put up points. So I like the two. I like the over a lot. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know what? I like it. That's why you're listening to me. So give me the over 212. It's dropped now 211. So obviously we like that for the Nets at Magic, or Magic at Nets, which is just so funny. I think the Magic should be home every game because it's Orlando, but whatever. And then the last best bet for me of the day, taking the over 225.5 Suns at Wizards. Let's see here, it's now dropped to 224, so I'm getting these things a little high, and now they're dropping. I wish I would be getting them at 224, 225, or 224.5, but I got a little higher. But that's how confident I am that the Suns and Wizards will go over. The Wizards offense, obviously no Bradley Beal. They have none of their team, which is a big blow. But Rui Hachimura, Shabazz Napier, is Thomas Bryant playing? I don't even know if Thomas Bryant's playing. But let's see here. I kind of checked their thing out as well. So let's see. When they played the Nuggets in 12-minute quarters, they scored 82 and they gave up 89. Scored 100 against the Clippers and gave up 105. And against the Lakers, they scored 116, gave up 123. In that game against the Lakers, we saw Rui Hachimura go for 19, Thomas Bryant go for 12, Shabazz Napier 16, Mo Wagner 11, Ish Smith 12, that Jacob Robinson go for 18. So they just have, like, obviously there's not a very good team, but they just have guys that can just kind of get it going. I think Rui Hachimura is a very, very talented rookie who's going to be a very good player. So I think they'll probably try to work with the ball in his hands. But guys like Shabazz Napier, I've seen him in Portland and just over years in the NBA get hot. Mo Wagner is a big who can shoot. He's gonna shoot about 3 to 4 threes a game. I mean, odd, like, what if he goes 3 for 4? You have guys like Ish Smith, who I've seen just, who was a blazer killer, go for like 28 some games, just like that, because he's going to shoot 8 threes, and he went 6 for 8 or something like that. And then Jacob Robinson, a former first-round pick of the Clippers, the lottery pick, he's got good size, 6'4", 190 for a guard. He can stroke it, he can shoot it. So they just have a lot of guys that can maybe get hot. And then they're playing a Suns team that's not very good defense. They have more of a high-powered offense. They have a guy in Devin Booker who could possibly go for 45, 50 points. They have DeAndre Ayton. Their offense is kind of get up and go a little bit. So I could see this thing going over 225. I could see it around hitting like 228, 230. Against the Celtics, the first 12-minute game, they gave up 117. They scored 103. Against the Raptors, they scored 117. They gave up 106. And the game against the Jazz, the first game, when it was only 10-minute quarters, they gave up 100. No, they scored 101 points, and they gave up 88. Let's see. Suns versus Wizards results from the season. The one game they played was 140 to 132. Yes, the Wizards had Bradley Beal. So I don't think the offense will be as high potent, and the Wizards did win that game. I could see it maybe going more the Suns' way that way. Maybe Booker kind of takes on more of that, all that Bradley Beal, all whatever, and then the Suns maybe win like a 125, 116 game, whatever. But I think we're going to see a very high scoring game. I really like the teams that honestly who probably shouldn't be here. But the reason they are here is because I think their offenses were able just to keep them in game. So now we're going to see these guys just kind of, they got nothing to lose. They're going to put up points. They're going to put up shots. And I think they're either going to go really, really hot or really, really cold. There's not going to be any middle between these bad teams. Like, same with like the Nets Magic. Like, it's either going to be a really, really high score game or a super boring game. It's going to be one or other. But I got my fingers crossed on the over for these guys just trying to put on a show now. All right, that is it for my best bets for today. I know I've been freaking rambling, so let me just review them real quick and in order. Taking the Pelicans -2.5, taking the over 220 Pelicans Jazz. It's now around 227. I would still take the over. Taking the Lakers -4.5. I've seen it at -5 now. That's a little iffy for me, but I'm monitoring if Pat Beverly's playing or not. For the July 31st games, I'm taking the Rockets Mavs over 227. I'm taking the Mavs first half money line -125. I'm taking the over 212 Magic at Nets, and I'm taking the over 225.5 Suns at Wizards. All right, that is it for today's show. Thank you guys so much. All right, I accidentally hit my thing there, hit pause, and then so I'm gonna restart there, but I don't even know where it was. So I was just saying thank you guys so much for tuning back in. It's been 4 months. I'm just kind of just jumping right back into here. Tweet me what bets you like for the day. If there's any baseball bets you guys like, anything like that, hit me up with some sports betting stuff. Let me know how you like this show. Let me know if there's any ways you think I can improve it. I'm so excited to be back and talking to the NBA. This thing's going to be a lot smoother here as we get out the next couple days. I'm going to get this thing more efficient. So thanks so much. I hope you guys enjoy the games. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, and that's at Ty Delbridge, and the podcast at TD Sports Podcast, where I will be tweeting out best bets, looking out for injury news, and maybe as I'm searching my scoreboard app and all my other books, looking for new lines, maybe some prop bets when they come out, and I'll tweet those out as well. So stay alert with me on there, and I hope you guys have a great day.